Still, the song makes me want to die.
He doesn't want to eat seafood because he's worried that his dick's going to get super fucking hard if he eats some seafood.
He also had his own fuckable torso that he brought with him on road trip.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name's Brian Beckner. Episode 273 of the show. Thank you for being a part of our world. Thank you for joining us. I am joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Not much. I will say, I think I got more feedback from last week's show than any other show, and it was all in the form of people thanking me for revealing that Rocket Man was a musical.
You know what? I believe...
Like, I've gotten a... I seriously have gotten a ton of people being like, yeah, thanks, I didn't realize that.
If you had not told me that, I would have seen it this weekend. I was sort of looking forward to it.
Yeah, like Elton John, and it'll be interesting. And I saw an ad again, like a few days ago. They totally don't make you think it's a musical.
Not at all. They don't. I had no clue. I just thought it was a movie with the music.
Right.
Which is
like
fine.
Just a biopic. Of a guy who sings, so you know there's going to be music.
Yeah.
Not random people, like a waiter carrying a dish and singing Elton John.
Oh,
no.
Man,
no.
Awful. And it's fantastical. So I heard somebody else saying that there was like people floating around and doing magic.
Yes. And there's a lot going on. It was a tough one.
Like,
tough.
All of that I'm out on. I'm out on the fantasy aspect. I'm out on the musical aspect. Out like five times.
Yes.
Good for you. There's certain jerks on Twitter that make fun of me.
There's certainly lots of jerks.
Yeah, there's lots of jerks on Twitter, but a couple is that I'm thinking of specifically that like to make fun of me for being old. Like a couple weeks ago, I was saying how my password wouldn't work because I was trying to get my emails onto a new computer. And even though I was doing the fucking right password, because I got a note with all my passwords on it. And they're like, oh, you're fucking old. Yeah, of course you're old. Well, maybe I am old. Because I got scammed on PayPal this weekend.
What?
I know. This is, I'm
very... What do you mean? Okay. Like a Nigerian prince situation?
No. I've done this a million times, and I'm very keen to the ways people try to scam you. But I guess I'm not. I was buying some Dodger tickets off Craigslist.
Oh, what? What about StubHub?
Too expensive. StubHub is so expensive. So many fees on StubHub. Way
yes,
too expensive.
Or there are other ones like that.
Too expensive. But it's always cheaper if you
Craigslist.
Buy them.
I haven't bought a ticket on Craigslist since the early aughts.
I do it
like
all the
maybe
time.
02 or I do, so. Like
I do it regularly. I do it for concerts. I do it for games.
And then you have to like meet people.
Well, not anymore, because you could PayPal them the money, and then they just like the Dodger tickets are all digital now. So if you have a Ticketmaster account, they just transfer the tickets to your Ticketmaster account, and then they're right there on your phone. It's basically the same way StubHub works. But I thought I was so normally if it's a scam, they'll be like, hey, don't my PayPal's not working right now, so use the Cash App instead, and so then you know they're trying to scam you, because you're not protected with the Cash App, right? But PayPal, you're protected, except if you're doing. And I know there's lots of people that are listening to me that are talking about how stupid I am right now because they know this. Unless it's a friends and family transaction where you're sending your kids away at college and you PayPal them a few hundred to get them through the semester. There's no, you're, that's not a protected transaction. How about a fucking warning on the screen, PayPal?
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, I do the deal with this guy and he's like, yeah. He's like, do you have a Ticketmaster account? I can transfer them to your Ticketmaster account. And I'm like, all right, that's the right answer. And he goes, just give me your email. And he goes, and then transfer, just send the money to my PayPal. And then he sent me a link. And he's like, here's the link, just pay it here. And I looked at the link and it was, you know, it wasn't like a, some fake website made up to look like PayPal. I was actually on PayPal and I'm like, all right, PayPal knows what's up. They're, they protect you in these situations. So I transferred him the money. And then I and then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, hey, it's tickets haven't hit my Ticketmaster account yet. And he's like, oh man, sorry, I'm just wrapping something up here. Give me a few minutes and I'll do it. And I'm like, all right, this is cool.
Sorry, I'm just finishing up yeah. Fucking you.
Yeah, ripping people off. And then send this fucking cocksucker another text. And all of a sudden my texts have been in blue to this asshole. All of a sudden my text went in green. And I'm like, fuck this. And I had a couple beers and I'm like, I know, I realized what was going on. So I called his ass. And when I called him, it immediately went to, and it's like, the Verizon wireless customer you are trying to reach has not established their voicemail. And I'm like, this motherfucker.
That's so anyway, weird. Yeah. His phone number's not on the up and up?
Right, exactly. It's surprising. So he got me for $200, but luckily, and also I was using Fancy Sauce's PayPal account. So there's the added benefit of she's like, I've never had a problem on PayPal before. I was passive aggressively being accused of damaging her PayPal reputation. So I called my bank and my bank's like, oh yeah, they're like, we can, because the money came out of my bank account. They're like, because there wasn't money in the actual PayPal. And they're like, oh yeah, we can transfer them. Look, bottom line is that I worked it out with PayPal and my bank and they were able to retract the money from this asshole and give it back to me. But it's been determined. Like I'm due to get scammed by Nigerians.
There's you're using old stuff.
Yeah. It's cheaper. It's so
Did you look up this transaction on Lycos or Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves. It's so much. Those fucking StubHub fees. StubHub fucks you both ways because they fuck the seller.
I know. They fuck you coming and going. However.
Yes. It's so much more expensive. It's
all guaranteed and you don't have to wait in any lines.
Those $200 tickets would have cost me $270 at least.
What was the event? StubHub.
Dodger game.
I mean,
and it was a big, well, I didn't, here's the other thing. I didn't expect it because it was just a regular Sunday game and it was an ESPN game, but it was Father's Day and the Dodgers were having a catch on the field after the game. So it was kind of turned into a popular event. So a lot of people were trying to get tickets.
Mm.
So whatever. I am old. I am stupid. I'm a little senile. I can't think of words and I get fucking scammed on PayPal. That's what happens. That's my life now. That's who I am.
Congrats.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, I forgot to check. You got anything going on?
No, not really.
I forgot. I think, I don't know if we have voicemail. I haven't checked. I don't think we do. I don't, if we do, we're going to listen to him next week because I forgot to pull him up this week. Email, quick email. Anonymous update. This is the subject. Anonymous update. Peyronie's disease edition.
It's not funny.
For those that aren't listening, go back and listen to last week's episode 272, where our listener, Chuck Snowjet SST, gives us an update to his treatment for Peyronie's disease. He, a few episodes ago, maybe like 270 or something, he let us know that he was dealing with this issue. And I'll be honest, wasn't something I was really aware of. Peyronie's disease. Like it rung a bell, sort of. But I never I knew it was dick related.
I had heard of Johnny Knoxville breaking his dick on Stern. He talked about it.
That. He had to put a metal rod in his dick because he crushed his urethra jumping a motorcycle.
Right.
He crushed his urethra.
Peyronie's. I mean, I just thought that was a Johnny Knoxville injury because, well, he's had many.
Yes. No. Peyronie's is, and Ed's Googled it, and I'm not going to do that. It's a disease where your cock,
where there's the elbow on your dick.
Yeah, your has a serious bend in it. And heroic listener Chuck introduced us to this a few, maybe like episode 270 or so. And then last week he emailed us in his treatment situation, and it's a heavy deal. It's a heavy situation, and it's a thing a lot of guys don't address because it's happening on their cock, which I understand. Anonymous update, Peyronie's disease edition. Hey ballers, hope all is well. Just wanted to give you guys a quick update on my situation. I've decided to never, ever complain about anything again since I am not Chuck. Thanks. That is from an anonymous listener. And I'm with you, dude. Like, that's a heavy, heavy thing to be dealing with, anonymous. Okay, wait, look, there is an email, voicemail here. I'm all discombobulated here. I got all these, I'm old. First of all, I can't deal with multiple windows and tabs. And then I forget when we have voicemails, we have a song for that.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
Hey.
His calls are far from great.
Hey.
He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. Ish, 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 Ish.
Whatever happened to Ish?
I gotta think this was MAGA related.
Oh, you think Ish was a MAGA guy?
Well, what else could have happened? Because it happened around that same time.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Ish in a long time. The thing is, Ish was active on Twitter, and I think a lot of people bully him there, and a lot of our listeners bully him there. And then,
but we were on his side.
Yeah, we stuck up for Ish. Ish, good dude, fan of me. I think Ish didn't like that I mentioned the one time that he was vacationing here in Southern California, and he showed up to friend of the show Travis Rogers' place of work just to hang out one day while Travis was working. So maybe he didn't like that. I don't know. I like Ish. I think Ish is a good guy. I'm not one of these people that bullies him on Twitter that gets him run off. Like, well, you know, we have a good amount of listeners, but we don't want to chase him away. We like our people. We like Manuel and Gardena, and we like Ish. Good dudes.
He used to send us our greatest hits. Like, he would remind us of all our quotes.
I forgot about that. Like, a week later.
It was pretty flattering. Yeah, yes. He would never be current. It would be like three weeks later, you get a quote from yourself.
He would type out shit that, and but then also he would like ask questions on email, and they were all to Fancy Sauce, and he'd be like, "Hey, Fancy, what's your favorite position?" Like, real, like that was a little, like. Ever done it outside? Like, just hey, calm down, dude. Cup size,
buddy.
All right,
pump the brakes.
Yeah, we get it, bud. Okay, let's see. This is our guy L in Baton Rouge.
Hey guys, I'm listening to this week's episode, and it's you got urinal talk going on. And one of the things I'm wondering, and this could have just been back in Baton Rouge, I don't know, but when I was in college, one place that had a urinal, they had or a trough, sorry, they would put ice in the damn thing, yeah. And I never yeah. did know why the hell they did that.
Best so, feeling in the world.
Wondering if you guys have seen that out in your neck of the woods,
yeah.
or know of this or heard of it or anything, and have any idea why the hell they do it. Thanks.
Ice for the smell.
Yeah, and it's to rinse it down. It's like, because yeah. it's not a flushing situation. It just, you pee on the ice and it dilutes it and rinses it down the drain.
There's a place a couple blocks from here that uses ice in the urinals.
Still.
And sometimes I make the decision just because I love the feeling of pissing on ice.
You're like, I'm just going to go piss there. I'm going to pop into this.
I'll get a drink there just so I can have a nice piss on ice.
That is.
And nice. And you feel like you're conquering something because the ice all collapse.
Oh yeah.
When you piss on it, it's yeah, great. So yeah, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
You hit it in a strategic spot because a lot of times as you're pissing on it, it'll turn into like an iceberg.
Yep.
And then you kind of like piss below it and the heavy ice above it will fall over. The berg will collapse.
Yeah. What a great feeling.
No, it's the best. It's nothing wrong with pissing on ice. You see it a lot in Mexico where the plumbing isn't as modern down there. There's always ice in the urinals in Mexico. And you could be in a 5-star hotel or a very high-end restaurant in Mexico, and you walk into that bathroom and they all just have the same odor. It's just something that the Mexican infrastructure is not built to withstand whatever stress it's put under.
Urinals and bungee cords, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be careful down there.
Yeah. Got an odor, that's for sure.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A light of joy on DVD.
I didn't really pay close attention to the Stanley Cup Finals. But I do know it was between the Blues and the Bruins, so I was rooting for the Blues, and then a guy I was texting with is like, "Fuck St. Louis, most racist city in America," and I was like, "Yeah,
against Boston."
But the other city is Boston, and it's like there's not, you know, Indianapolis. Like there's places that aren't like my favorite places, but when the other city is Boston, I gotta take the lesser of two evils. So I was happy to see the Blues win, I believe, their first Stanley Cup.
Yes, I read this, I think 52 years in existence.
Unbelievable.
First time. So yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, that's great.
And so they were excited, of course. And after they won the Stanley Cup, NBC was showing them after the game, and the St. Louis Blues said the word fuck 11 times on NBC.
That's great. Hey, it's hockey players.
Hey, NBC.
Yeah.
What are you expecting?
Yeah.
What do you want if you put a microphone down on the ice?
Yeah. And the word fuck exists. Like, it's
great. The best word.
Yeah.
The best word of all time.
It's not the first time your kid has been exposed to the word fuck. And they're going to hear it in their life. And just calm down. These guys are farm boys from Canada. And
doesn't matter who they are. Everyone uses the word fuck.
Yeah, they have loose talk down there.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm proud of those guys. Well, so after they won, they had their parade, the victory tour thing. And a guy on their team named Zach Sanford vomited all over himself and did the boot and rally.
Yeah. Oh, good for him.
He went right back into it.
I would have just found a spot to lie down if I were him, but, you know.
I guess he had a lot more parade route to go.
Yeah. He was fired up.
I'm going to go boot and rally here.
Yeah. Kept it going. Good for him. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, I remember the first time my Kings, they won the cup in 2012 and 2014. Yeah. And in 2012, when they won the cup, Jonathan Quick, Kings goalie, I believe he was the MVP.
Right. He became like a household name after that.
Yeah. I think he was the MVP of that series. He was so fucking wasted at the victory parade in downtown LA. Like, I was concerned for him. Like, he was, because, you know, they make him make speeches. Like, they do a double decker bus
after the parade.
Right. And they go and they end up at a stage. And once they hit that stage, like, all the guys, or a lot of the, you know, the main guys get up there and speak to the crowd, the assembled crowd. And this Jonathan Quick was, he was so slurry. Because he's a mass hole. So they like to get after it. But good for them. Like, it's exciting. Like, if there's ever a time where it's okay to get hammered, it's at your victory parade when you bring a Stanley Cup to a city that's never had one. It's amazing.
Yeah. And this past hockey season, I'm pretty sure the first minute I watched of hockey was the last minute of the season.
Yeah.
Cause I saw on like the ticker or something. I was watching something else and I saw there was a minute left. And I was like, all right, I'd like to see the Blues celebrate. That's all I watched. It was great.
Yeah.
What's a minute of a sport per year?
Yeah. No, that's good. It's, you know, if your teams, the both the NBA and the NHL seasons are just
forever.
Are so long and have so many games, and then all the teams make the playoffs anyway.
So yeah, I read Blues had the worst record in the NHL in January.
Yeah, I read that too.
That's it, so they could still come back. If you have the worst record in the NFL, after
it's only 16
nine
games.
Weeks,
yeah, you're fucked.
You can't, there's no getting around it. They have so many games that it means. Whatever happened before January doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, in the NFL, if you go 0-3, you have like an 8% chance of making the playoffs or something. It's like almost never happens. So right. That every game's a little more important, even if it's like the Browns and the Bucks. You know, it's like matters to some groups of people. These seasons are so long, right. So I tune in when the playoffs start if my team's in there, and then. A lot of times, it's like the second round is when I really am paying attention, for being honest here. And also, they drag out their playoffs. There's so many – they'll play on – especially the NBA.
Oh, NBA, they play like two games a week in these seven-game series.
Yeah, they'll play – oh, we played on Sunday, and then the next game's next Friday. And you're like, what?
What? Like, come on.
Crazy.
So here, this happens with words sometimes. I've read this name a lot, but I don't know if I've ever heard it. No. Is it Brooks Koepka or Koepka?
So you're not a golf fan.
No, but you know, yeah. I mean, I am aware of this guy because he's a like pretty big deal lately.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've heard his name. I've only read it.
It's Koepka.
So is it Koepka?
Koepka, okay. Yeah. That O-E combination, because sometimes that makes an A sound. So it could be Koepka, but it was Koepka.
Yeah, like Jay Schrader.
Right. Very confusing. Yeah. Jay Schrader had a gun on him. He ended up going to the Raiders.
He also had the worst hair.
He was like mangy. He was really going bald in the front.
Really gross looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy who lost his job to Doug Williams on the Redskins.
He had a wing. He could really get it down the field. And
yeah, he had a cannon, which was like. Well, Al Davis likes those guys, and he used that formula for like 40 extra years than when it was relevant.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
The guy.
Hey, well,
he
likes
the hardest.
Burning receivers. Yeah. He loves the fast receivers and bombing quarterbacks. But it was like Jamarcus Russell. It was just one disaster after another.
I love it.
And now he's got a son with really dopey hair.
Yeah, he looks funny.
Well, Brooks Koepka revealed he has never had a hot drink in his life.
I saw this on TV. I just happened to have it. I was doing something on my computer, and I had the tournament on. And I just had – I looked up as he was getting interviewed. I think it was that Somonex Tirico was talking to him. And I was barely able to stay awake. But I heard – he asked him. He's like – I can't remember – I don't remember what the context was. But Brooks's whole rationale for never having had a hot drink – is that he's from Florida. So, and I think Tirico, I can't remember, maybe it wasn't Tirico, but whoever it was like, what about hot chocolate? And he's like, no, never. And meanwhile, this Koepka, he played on the European tour before he was on the PGA tour. So he never had a spot of tea the entire time he was living in Europe. Europe isn't Florida. And also, why is being from Florida a reason to never have tasted a single hot drink in your life?
It's weird. I understand the main drink when people are talking about this is coffee. And I've had a sip of coffee in my life.
You don't like coffee, I know.
But that being said, my first thought was, well, you were a kid, right? I mean, every kid's had hot chocolate. Every kid.
Yeah.
What? Right. I'm a tea guy. I just finished some tea.
I know. I love your tea. So what about when you have a sore throat and you get a little hot water with some lemon and honey in it and you just sip a little of that to soothe the throat?
How about some mulled cider?
Oh, delicious.
Hot mulled cider. Oh my goodness. He was a child and he never had a hot chocolate. That is mind-boggling to me.
It's crazy. And then another thing I saw is the guy that won the tournament. He's from Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
And he was
Wood something, right?
Woodland. And he's sponsored by the Air Force, which is kind of weird. But they were talking about him and they're like, he's from Kansas. He's never tasted in his life a single seafood item ever. He's never had a fucking clam. He's never had a bite of fish, shrimp, scallop.
No, I'm not the biggest seafood fan.
Crab leg, lobster.
I'm not the biggest, but I think I've had everything. There's just not as many that I'd go back to as other people.
Chipino. There's lots of things. Like, everybody's had.
I mean, he's been to a bad wedding. Tilapia.
Right. Everybody's had a fucking shrimp cocktail.
Everyone.
Right? Or you go to
he's,
you go
he's never had tuna fish in his life. He's never had crab cake.
Where does the PGA Tour find all these fucking crackers? Like, what's like, let's, how about we mix it up and get a little less white for a minute? Like, you got one guy who thinks being from Florida means you never could taste anything, any hot drinks. And the other guy's like, I only like steak. I've never tried seafood, and I never will. Well, you might taste
that's
like
a
pussy,
weird,
dude.
That's
like,
a weird stance.
It's
weird.
Just try some shit.
Well, as long as we're on white people and terrible, how about we go to Darren Revell?
Worst. I fucking hate that guy. What's he done now? Fuck him. I see he's
well,
not at ESPN anymore.
Yeah. He's at a new job at the Action Network, and he made some predictions, sports predictions, and then people noticed that he was editing his picks after the fact so he could seem smarter and be like, hey, I went 12-2 this weekend.
Shut up. What a fucking sociopath. What a piece of shit. That's crazy.
Crazy, man.
He should be drummed out of the business. This guy's a fucking journalist. He's trusted for his integrity.
The worst. The worst.
He gets worse every fucking week.
Right. Each time you hear a story, you're like, oh, man, he really is the worst. And then you hear a worse story, and you're like, whoa, he's way worse than the worst that I thought he was.
What a fucking weasel.
Tweeted out, "Oh, an all-time great weekend for me." And then people are like, "No, you picked other things before the weekend."
Doesn't he know that shit you put on the internet is just there?
Like, it's hey, you responded like, "Well, nobody's expect. I never claimed to be a sharp or something like that." Like, he's
yes,
the worst.
So why are you pretending that you're winning?
So don't predict anything, fuckface.
What a piece of shit. Fuck Aaron Revelle.
So there's a Mets catcher named Wilson Ramos, and he's walking up to the plate, and he sees his wife holding a sign in the crowd announcing she's pregnant right as she's about to get to the plate. Then he promptly struck out.
His wife's a bad guy. She's a – what is this?
Yeah, she's got to reveal that right then when he needs to concentrate.
Yeah, this is the pregnancy reveal version of the scoreboard proposal. Like, he was really put on the spot. And now, what if this is, because it's the Mets, what if this is a Mackey Sasser situation where now,
all right, he'll never hit the ball.
Yeah, every time he comes up to the plate, he's gonna fucking stand in the box and he's gonna flashback to that time where his wife held up that sign. He's never gonna get another fucking hit again. There goes his livelihood.
Yeah.
Hope this guy made some money.
To the world of wrestling, John Cena had a interview. He was talking to Huffington Post. He talked about getting accidental boners during wrestling matches. Stop it. Now I believe it because I've gone through the you're on a school bus and the vibration gets you.
Yeah.
These dudes are wearing next to nothing and like all rubbing against each other. It's kind of,
you know, that did. Weird. What was I? Where was I? Where I was like on. Oh, I think I was riding. I think I might have been in Bali. And, you know, you ride around on scooters there. And I was like riding around and I'm like, oh, there's some blood in my dick right now. Like, what's going on? And I realized that the vibration of the seat.
The old school bus move.
Yeah. It was like vibrating my prostate and made my dick hard.
Now I say, oh well,
wrestling,
you know,
with guys doesn't vibrate
but
your prostate.
It's easy to say that. It's easy to say that, but I have never wrestled with a dude like that.
Yes, right. So,
you know, like I'm never wearing grippers and rubbing against a dude. Maybe I would.
So you're saying that,
like I don't knowingly want to bang dudes, but what if I was rubbing against them and I got a little blood in there?
So this is kind of like Gary Woodland and seafood. Maybe you actually
what's
do...
the equivalent? If Gary Woodland ate seafood, would he turn into a crab? Like what?
Maybe he'd get hard. Maybe he doesn't want to eat seafood because he's worried that his dick's gonna get super fucking hard if he eats
I'm pansexual,
seafood.
Except all I'm into is seafood now.
That's a little
weird. I don't know. It's just weird, but I always wonder when people are just walking around in grippers.
Yeah,
you gotta get an accidental boner sometimes.
Where are we at on John Cena? Because obvs,
I like him because I read he has shattered the Make-A-Wish records. Like he spends like half his year making a wish.
Yeah, he's I think him and The Rock like are trying to like outdo each other, and he's got more, he's granted more wishes than The Rock, and it's like his claim to fame.
Yeah. Also, we've talked about our love of The Rock,
best dude,
he's and
best
John dude. Cena is famous for something that I don't notice. I mean, I've seen him in like a couple of movies that he's kind of a novelty.
He's pretty good in that movie, though.
He does seem like a good dude.
Yeah. What's the movie where they're trying to
the Amy Poehler or not Amy Poehler? Blockers.
Yes, cock blockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's funny.
Yeah, he's good, but like he was
held his own.
He needed people around him to make it work.
There was
Mike Barinholtz is carrying those comedy scenes.
Yeah. There was also a gratuitous amount of Gary Cole's cock in that movie. That you were just completely not expecting.
Gary Cole's a legend.
So funny.
They're the like the fucking couple.
Yeah, yeah. The fuck, and his cock is just out there like they're like blindfolded. They're like looking, trying to find each other to bang, and he's just nude, and his schlong is just flopping around the whole time.
Yeah, that's an underrated movie.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Kellen Winslow.
Dude.
No. He was just kind of a big deal at Miami, and then he got drafted, and he was kind of just a disappointment. And then word has gotten out that this guy is raping
dude
elderly homeless women.
Dude.
And now it comes out that he couldn't stop masturbating in front of teammates. He also had his own fuckable torso that he brought with him on road trips.
Dude. Wait till the show's over. If you haven't read it yet, go to SI.com and read Robert Klemko's story about Kellen Winslow Jr. It is fucking terrifying. And I gotta believe that this is a... We're gonna learn when Kellen Winslow Jr. eventually dies, if he hopefully donates his brain.
All the brain injuries.
You don't have these kinds of impulse control problems if you don't have, and I'm not making an excuse because this guy needs to be put away for a long time. He is a legitimate menace to society. He's a fucking rapist. But he was like so like sexed up all the time. They had to get him a fake torso to fuck.
Yeah, on the road. Looking at this. Later on in his career, after being sent to Tampa Bay via trade, Winslow acquired a life-size silicone mold of a woman's torso, complete with a vagina and anus, to bring with him on road trips, according to one former assistant coach.
Yeah, this is like Liam. Who could forget Liam from a few episodes ago, the sex doll, but it's the girl version. And those things are big and heavy, even if it's just a torso. He's got a
That's more than you can get in carry-on. He had to check that thing.
Yeah, and that's up to the traveling secretary. Like the equipment guys, somebody was in charge of making sure that Kellen Winslow Jr.'s fuck torso was delivered to his room. And I don't get why these guys still have roommates. These teams are pretty rich. Like everybody, I would please like my own room. Like I don't want to have to take a shit where some offensive lineman's taking a shit. Like, I don't.
Yeah, how about you? Guard dropping a double before you get in there.
How about I have my own room with my own bathroom, please? Because I'm a fucking adult and I'm making millions of dollars. Like, let's get that in my contract.
The team is making a gazillion dollars, so they can afford it.
I bet Russell Wilson doesn't have to share a room.
No. He's keeping his virginity.
Or Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, they would ask. Nobody wanted to sit next to him on the plane because he would jerk off with his phone on the plane.
Yeah, he was constantly watching porn on like his phone or wherever he had an iPad or computer.
But like with constantly 60 dudes on the plane next to him.
Well, and before he got the fuck torso, the roommates were all complaining because he would be constantly wanking it on the other bed when they were sharing a room, which is gotta be a little unsettling.
But does that mean once the torso got there, the roommate still had to be there, but he was just fucking a torso?
I would assume so. Or maybe they do like the college thing where he's like, hey, can you give me like 45 minutes and you go downstairs and get a coffee or something. And
he puts a sock on the door.
Yeah, and then you come back and the socks on. Okay, 10 more minutes or whatever.
Or does he hang the who's the boss curtain between the two of them in the room so he can torso?
Yeah, that's not, maybe they maybe they work something out where they could put something up. That's not a bad idea. And the other thing that reading that article is this Kellen Winslow Jr. He has a beautiful wife. Like this poor woman. She hasn't divorced him yet, I don't think.
She's got to be going through a lot of lawyer talk right now because
he was
raping homeless women. Raping. You can't stay with that guy.
And even his defense in one of the homeless women that he raped was that it was consensual because his semen and her blood were found in her pants. And so he's like, oh, no, it was consensual. Like me and this 58-year-old homeless woman that I gave a ride, we fucked consensually in my truck. And I just feel like he's about to lose a lot of civil suits. And so this woman's take of his, of her community property from this guy is about to get halved a whole bunch of times. I would try to get out with, get some trusts set up for your children, some irrevocable trusts, and try to keep as much of his NFL money as you can, because it's about to go away.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
The sweet stylings of Eli Braden.
He's the best. Ed, our...
This is a follow-up to a story we had like 3 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we championed this. I feel like, because it was close when the vote was going on to name that British research ship Bodie McBoatface, and we were all over it. Yeah, we got our listeners behind it, and it ended up that they did name the ship HMS... Bodie McBoatface, and now Bodie McBoatface is out there doing important work.
Yeah, just went on its maiden mission and immediately made a major climate change discovery.
Unbelievable.
Bodie's getting results.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Our listeners.
I'm not going to say all of it. I'd say we, like, 73% of it is due to us, I think.
I mean, we didn't do it completely,
yeah,
but we did it most of the way, and I'm
nearly three quarters of the way. Yeah, I'm proud of us too. So in Hong Kong, they're having all kinds of protests over some sort of extradition bill, and I gotta be honest, there's so many fucked up things in the world. I don't know the details so much of this one, but there are a lot of protests, and a Hong Kong porn site encouraged users to attend the life or death protests instead of jerking off at home. Now,
well, we don't want them doing Kellen Winslow shit out there at the protests, though, right?
Yeah. You want clear heads.
Right.
Which means you have to get the poison out, which means that site has a service.
Yeah.
And just like when they tell you to call your moms on Mother's Day, just do your service. Stay out of this one.
Yeah. I know if I haven't been drained, a lot of times I'll make bad decisions. And I'm not 100% clear on the science, but I think what happens is all that poison backs up inside of your body through vessels of some sort, and it actually floods your brain and impairs your cognitive abilities. So it's very important to get it out. Just let it flow. Purge yourself of all that poison that's inside your body. And then you can think clearly and you can go out there and protest smartly.
Yeah. And also you get kind of agitated, and protests, Gandhi and MLK have shown us, nonviolent protests are the way to go. And if you're kind of jumpy,
never know.
You might undermine the whole mission by getting into a fight.
Yeah, look at all those incels in their khakis and Oxford t-shirts and their MAGA hats out there in Charlottesville. Did that strike you as a bunch of dudes that were getting drained on the regs?
Right.
Fuck no.
Right. Should have been on their porn sites instead of lighting those tiki torches.
That's the whole reason they're so pissed off, is because nobody will fuck them. And that's all you got to know.
That's it. It
completely explains the situation when you go, man, this guy's really mad and it doesn't seem like he's got a good reason. It's because he can't get laid.
A Florida man was caught with cocaine, but he had a clever excuse. He told the cops it wasn't his, even though it was on his nose.
Oh, well, didn't we have – remember that woman – we had a woman that got arrested, and she had cocaine in her purse, cocaine residue. Mm-hmm.
She was saying the wind, right?
The wind blew it in there. And it's like, well, hold up. That could happen. That could easily happen. It's a strong wind. You're outdoors.
She opened her purse.
Yeah, your purse. Maybe you're sitting outside enjoying the day and it's a little breezy. Who knows what could blow in there?
Maybe I should air out my purse.
Right. I've just been watching that. Been watching the Chernobyl.
Oh.
And.
Oh, that. How about, like, is the end of the first one where everybody's playing in the snow?
Yeah. And they go out, they're like, oh, let's go outside and watch the fire. And the, and it's just like a, just like little flakes of ash are just landing on everyone's face. And it's fucking radioactive.
Oh,
ash.
And you know, everyone in that scene is dead.
Yeah, dead. Dead as fuck. That shit is so fucking gnarly. But if that was cocaine, not as bad.
Yeah, that's true. You might be making snow angels.
Yeah, it might be. Everybody's just a little happier for 20 minutes or so. Just a little, you know? Then you notice Sergey over there in the corner. He's kind of like grinding his teeth, you know? Like, he looks all of a sudden... Everybody looks like Kirk
Douglas.
He's
running the forefinger over the gums.
Yeah, and he's like looking around. He's on the phone. He's calling Kenny. Kenny, come down. The breeze went away. Come down. So I'm just saying, guy's got some cocaine on his nose. Doesn't necessarily mean he's been snorting cocaine. We got to get all the facts out first.
That's right. Could just be doing a little... neighborhood run. Finally, I just this one hit home because my son used to be friends with a kid who lived in town, and his dad was going to open a gym or a series of gyms in New York City.
Yeah.
And I found out that he may have been doing some inappropriate things on training sessions, including with a 16-year-old.
Oh, no.
Grabby. But the trial just started a couple weeks ago. Oh. And just a Google search, I was like, hey, whatever happened to that guy? Oh. And I found this article from 2 weeks ago in the New York Post. Accused Jim Perv's legal defense is that he's handsome. Your Honor.
Case dismissed.
My client is – this is like unfrozen caveman lawyer stuff. My client couldn't have done it. He's handsome.
Just too good looking. That's the problem.
You know, that's one of those things. I know this happened in the movie Armed and Dangerous with Eugene Levy.
Yeah, and John the Candy, judge, the great John Candy.
Yes, the judge just pulled him up to the bench and was like, all right, I'll get rid of this case, but you can no longer practice law ever again. I feel like the judge should do that to the guy's lawyer. Well, Your Honor, my client is handsome. Okay. All right. The first thing is you can never practice law ever again.
I noticed that this guy's done a pretty common defense tactic.
Yeah.
He's gone with the glasses.
Right.
But the thing is
who could get grabby if they're an intellectual?
Right. But they go with the glasses. Remember that the prep school rapist in like Connecticut?
Oh, what, Upper East Side? Robert Chambers?
No.
Or is that Rebecca Chambers?
Yeah, he's the prep school murderer. There was a prep school rapist. This is just a few years ago. And he like raped some girl, and then, you know, he was like this lacrosse player, but then he went on trial. I think it was in Connecticut. Then he went on trial, and they made him look like a real nerd. Like they made him grow his hair out, like to kind of give him like a curly thing, so he wouldn't look as tough. And they gave him glasses.
Like the reverse of a makeover movie where the nerd, she just has her hair up in a bun and glasses.
Rachel.
Like, ooh. Yeah,
Rachel she's all Lee that. Cook, she's disgusting. Oh, she's so ugly. Look at
those
her.
Glasses. Pulled back hair.
And then she takes she's off her vile. Glasses, and you're like, oh my God, she's so hot now. What happened?
I'm guessing that friendship won't be rekindled. But
Yeah.
We've had them over for dinner.
No. And, this guy's been in your home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not the lawyer and not when this has happened. This was way before. This was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
I like this quote. The cool thing about lawyers is, and this is like 90% of being a lawyer, I think, is, or at least being a litigator, is like knowing how to talk and like how to use the proper legal terminology when you're in the courtroom. And it's like the whole, may I please approach the bench and point a parliamentary procedure. Right. Like you got to know how to do it. And here's a quote in court from the lawyer in his opening statement. He's in great shape. He's a handsome guy. He doesn't need to perv on people.
Honestly, Yana, wouldn't you fuck this guy?
You're going to hear from the witnesses that they were hitting on him. Did you, when he was over breaking bread at your house, were you like kind of like getting a little flustered because he was so handsome and in shape?
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
His brother played a little NFL. He was like a special teamer in the NFL.
Yeah.
Dolphins, I believe.
Yeah. Well, this dude was a groper. Ed, something that I think needs to be discussed. Are you familiar with this Dominican Republic illness?
No.
Well, there's apparently like all these people that are
big poppyitis.
Well, no, not that. He got shot.
No, I know. Americans going down there.
Yeah, people are supposedly dying. And now when you guys hear about this stuff, when you hear these kind of stories, 99% of the time, these are just coincidental things. Like you're going to find, like they're not related. It just so happens that these people probably tried some of the local cocaine and it was laced with fentanyl or whatever. Like people are
this
dying.
This one, wait, I do know this. All right, if you're going to say, I think I do know about where the source is.
Well, yeah, because there's – but now – so I'm like, oh, this is a coincidence because they're like two people died at this resort and somebody's clinging to life and they were at the same resort and now these people, different part of the island, are also sick. But then I saw this.
Piling up.
Yeah. Then I saw this. 47 Jimmy Buffett fans get violently sick on group trip to Dominican Republic.
That's not a shame.
47 of the 114 trip members came down with extreme diarrhea.
Oh, but how do we know it's not just from listening to Margaritaville?
Well, that's what I'm saying. One first problem. I believe they were all on a cruise ship. And two, they were also engaging in rampant Buffettism. So it could just be that cheeseburger in paradise.
I don't know, man. Right between the line where I said lost shaker of salt, I felt my body heating up, man. Mahalo.
Dana Flowers, a member of the Central Oklahoma Parrothead Association, who also serves as the group's travel agent, tells People magazine that 47 of the 114 people on the trip got sick, with many unable to leave their rooms. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just, you know, a lot of times it's your body telling you something.
Maybe it's just, you know, we've always talked about it. Maybe it is death by embarrassment.
Yeah.
Maybe that this is what's happening.
Or maybe it's like, you know how like certain foods taste bitter and certain foods taste sweet. And it's like, so the fruit was safe to eat and the something that's bitter, that's bad for you, it's not safe to eat. It's kind of like that. Your body's being subjected to all this Buffett music and you're like, oh, I better go back out there and listen to more Buffett. And then you're like, and all of a sudden you're shitting and you're sweating.
Yeah.
Real
like
bad.
Exorcist vomiting just from hearing
your body's, your body's trying
wasted
to.
Away more and yeah. I mean, if you think about it, this is kind of a correction after all the Oklahomans murdered the Native Americans.
Yeah, Yeah.
Maybe this is the universe's way of getting back at Oklahomans by just poisoning them.
Could be. Yeah, that's a great point.
I did read somewhere that the people who are dying in the resorts, not the Buffett crews, but there have been people dying in the resorts. One woman drank from the mini bar. They think that's what it is. Everybody who had the mini bar got violently ill or died. Yeah. And one woman had a swig of like something and it tasted like bleach and she spit it out.
Oh, so maybe there's a Dominican poisoner?
That was one story that was being floated. I'd be lying if I said I was really double checking all the sources, but that was one like quote I saw somebody talking about. They spit out their soda and it tasted like bleach.
Yeah, it could be like remember
if you listen to Jimmy Buffett, do you have taste buds? Do you have any taste?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know if you'd notice it.
Yeah, that's true. And also these people were on a ship, I think. They couldn't leave. It was a resort. The Hotel Ryu Palace.
You know what? We did the story earlier about Bodie McBoatface and it discovered something very tragic. Maybe that's what it discovered.
Yeah. You know what? I thought
like the planet is fucked. Maybe Bodie McBoatface just came upon a Jimmy Buffett cruise.
That could be it. I'm looking at this. The
planet's fucked.
Jimmy Buffett, I don't think was even there. I think it's just people that love Jimmy Buffett.
All... So they're paying money to just hear him on the radio?
Yeah, or just, yeah. They just all were like united in their love of Buffettism, but I don't think Buffett, I don't see anywhere where it says Jimmy Buffett was actually involved. I think they were just fans of Jimmy Buffett, which makes it a little bit sadder.
I would rather hear Warren Buffett sing.
Yes.
And I don't know what his voice sounds like, aside from his talking voice, but I would think it's better.
And he would give you good financial advice. Like Jimmy Buffett's songs are all about like drinking tequila and
falling asleep,
lying in a hammock. And Warren Buffett would be like, you got to max out your 401k and don't
follow the fundamentals.
Yes, exactly.
You'd be better served going with the index fund than an individual stock pick. Right.
Yes. Mutual funds are the way to go. Buy low, sell high. When it hits the floor, buy some more. Like, I feel like that would be a song.
Yeah. The other guy's thinking about fucking cheeseburgers and getting drunk.
Yes. Warren Buffett needs to cut. He's pretty old. He needs to cut an album soon.
Okay.
Ed joining us now to talk a little pop culture action. Let us know what's happening in the world of celebrity news, gossip, all the above. It's our very own Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
Hey, Ed. What's up, guys?
So nice to have you.
How do I sound?
You're doing
coming in.
You sound great.
Good.
You sound amazing. Great. Let's check in. As
have you guys been having a nice chat?
Yes, we're talking about.
We have
Dominican Republic illness.
Did you? What's that?
It's Jimmy Buffett related, apparently.
Did you guys discuss my Warriors getting taken
down? Oh yeah.
Is our reign over?
R.I.P. The Warriors. The
rain. Yeah, I wonder if they'll be your Warriors anymore.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the Lakers got Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And also.
Might go back to the Lakers.
Your other favorite team, the Clippers?
I never said that was my favorite team.
Oh, I thought you did like the Clippers.
No, they're all right.
They're going to get Kawhi Leonard.
I like the Lakers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. Lakers on my team. Ed Daly, your guy, your team, the Knicks.
Yeah.
They're going to make a big push for this Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant's got a blown out Achilles. And let's be honest, he's never going to be the same.
No. Here's the thing. He won't be the same.
Yeah.
But
he'll still be Achilles,
he's a jump shooter that's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And so it's still worth it for a shit franchise like the Knicks.
True. Like, he can still jump.
Because, yeah, like, he'll be, instead of the third best player or second best player, he'll be the 10th best.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully, when he comes back, and the Knicks, they would murder a hobo to get that. So they're supposed to go for him still.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll see. It'll be very interesting and exciting to see how it comes out. Quickly.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple emails here.
Ooh, okay, let's do it.
Ed Shorex, B, E, and C. Listening to Ep 272 and hearing the list of shows that Ed is recommending made me want to get your thoughts on two shows that seem to potentially be Ed-worthy. I'm Sorry and The Detour. I've seen commercials for The Detour, but I've never seen The Detour. Ed Daly, are you familiar with either of those shows?
I haven't seen I'm Sorry, but I do like Savage, something Savage.
Andrea Savage.
And so I think it's on my queue. I haven't seen it.
It's super funny, irreverent. It's a true
TV
show.
She was great on Veep.
She's good on everything. She's very funny. Andrea Savage. I'm Sorry, you've seen it.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, it's a really funny show. It's got Mandzukas on it.
Yep.
He's great
show.
Too.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. And The Detour, like you, I've seen the commercials for it, and I know it's produced by Samantha Bee, and her husband's the star, and that's a pretty boss move, because their star's like, you know what, I'm gonna star in this, and I'm gonna star in it with the chick from Justified. It was super hot.
Well, interesting. Mm-hmm. Because that's the next question. Speaking of, Brian, I have a question. Andrea Savage or Natalie Z? Scoop it up.
Get the cluck and scoop it up, all y'all bitches get to suck it, scoop it up, play a hater still.
This song makes me want to die.
Give me that pussy, I ain't waiting. Scoop it up, hold up, wait a minute, scoop it up, give me some pussy.
Okay, LSU. I've seen
so much cringe.
I've only seen
full body cringe.
I've only seen I'm Sorry.
Hold on, I'm having cringe shivers.
I've only seen I'm Sorry and Andrea Savage. I would scoop her. Definitely. She's cute.
Oh, I definitely with both.
Yeah, but. I'm not familiar with this Natalie Z, so I've Googled her.
Did you watch Justified?
I didn't watch Justified.
Good show. And
this chick has got an insane body. Yeah. So no disrespect to Andrea Savage, very cute, would definitely scoop, but given the choice, I think I would scoop Natalie Z, if that's how you pronounce it. Z-E-A. Natalie Zay.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine.
Thank you for that, LSU Lala. That was a fantastic email. Appreciate that. Always like when people want to introduce us to new things and get our opinions on other things.
Yeah, I'll check out both those shows.
Brian, Ed, and Kate, how about a little sports power couple threesome scoop this week? So you have to involve yourself in a sexual act with this couple, either J-Lo and A-Rod or Tom Brady and Giselle. Who would you join and scoop up?
Who's choosing here?
You have to be
with both. Like you?
No.
What?
I think this is the devil's threesome. This is you and A-Rod and J-Lo.
This is spit roast.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I don't think you have to. If it's not your thing, I don't think you have to do anything with the dude. Or if it's not your thing, you don't have to do anything with the chick.
No, you do.
No, you don't. Kate McManus, you go first. Given that you're out, this could actually be another thing. Kate, you're out at a club. You're in the VIP, and there's two tables getting bottle service. You walk into the VIP. There's a bottle service table at your left with a couple at it. There's a bottle service table at your right with a couple at it. You look to your left and there's J-Lo and A-Rod and they're waving you over to their table. You look to your right and there's Tom Brady and Giselle and they're waving you over to their table. Sounds like we got us a bit of a can conundrum.
Yeah, I can't decide. This can conundrum for you, baby.
Which way are you going? J-Lo and A-Rod or Tom Brady and Giselle? Who are you jumping in with?
Is jumping in an Uber an option?
No, you got to pick one. One or the other. A-Rod and J-Lo, Tom Brady and Giselle. Who are you going to scoop?
A-Rod grosses me out hardcore.
Oh, really? He's very orange.
Don't find Tom Brady that sexy, but I would probably go with
Brady. Are you grossed out by A-Rod but recognize he's good looking, or are you just grossed out altogether?
No, altogether. Gross. Probably Tom Brady, I guess.
Kind of have to agree with you there. That is a tough one. Like, objectively, they're both good-looking guys, but you just knowing them and knowing what they're about, like this Tom
Brady's much more appealing.
He's handsome,
objectively appealing,
but he's such an empty vessel.
Yeah, like, we're not talking about personalities here.
Okay, so you're.
Well, I feel like you could tell Brady, you know, why don't you go in the corner and he just do it. Like, he's kind of,
yeah, that's true.
He's kind of just, I mean, A-Rod is a lot of man in the room. You don't want him in
the room. Feel like he would need all the attention on himself because he's A-Rod. So it's like, you can't, you know, it would be all about him.
No, it would be all
the last
about,
time I saw him,
it would
was
be all about J-Lo. She's
such
an attention
seeker. That
would
be a big battle. And
deep, loud, bossy voice.
You're not into chicks. Mm-mm. So with Tom and Giselle, that's basically like two dudes.
I would just tell Giselle to go make a snack.
Oh, fascinating. Okay, so she picks Tom and Giselle.
I can't think of A-Rod without thinking of him skidding the pan with those with the monogram towels. Now, that picture of him in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yes. That was a tough one to take. That's not fair. But you, like, you're a rich dude. You're in your apartment up there. You know.
I don't know. It depends. Are we partying? What are we doing? Are we having a good time?
Yeah, you're partying, well, and then you're going back to their hotel suite.
Do they party?
Yeah, you're having sexual activity with them. Who's it?
I remember when you guys.
I don't know. They both seem
about,
so straight and boring.
Yes. What were we gonna say?
When guys would talk about spit roast type situations. Like threesome where they're two dudes, and I never got where they're
not
going
for you.
With this.
Well, because you can't even look at pornography that features any kind of ball sack.
No, when that apple bag gets in the frame, it kind of is a killer.
Imagine being up close and personal when a guy lets go. You could get maybe a drop hits you, gets you on the leg or something. That could be good.
Well, how about that time I thought I was looking at one kind of porn and it turned out to be another. Killed me for weeks.
You're not the first person I've heard of that's run into that accident. Okay, so who are you picking, Ed? You're jumping in with A-Rod and J-Lo or Tom Brady and Giselle?
Like I said, I think I could tell. I'm not as anti-Giselle as you are. I am a massive J-Lo fan.
Me too.
But A-Rod's so big and so much a part of the scene in whatever room he's in.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
He's got to be packing a lot of dick, too.
Oh, my goodness.
He's like 6'4".
Did something with it, too.
Yeah. He might. He's got those lips are always real shiny and stuff. Like, he might be. I'm a huge J-Lo fan. She seems like she'd be pretty annoying, but she is so hot. I would grin and bear it. I would do that thing like while A-Rod was doing his work where I'd like throw up a hand so I didn't have to look at him. But J-Lo, I'm way into. And this Giselle.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, this Giselle, I mean, she's, you know, very handsome. She's Brazilian. But I believe I saw one time she's got those kind of feet that have like five knuckles on every toe. Like, they look kind of like fingers. And that would totally skeeve me out. If I saw that, I would like not. And also, she's like 6'1". So it would just, the whole thing just wouldn't work. She's too limmy.
She's better than this, but it's also kind of my problem when when people talk about Melania, like hot chick, there's so many angles and like she doesn't look like a real person.
Not for me. And then this is from Vic, who hosts our subreddit. Also, he says, since this show would rather talk about dicks a lot, this week's funny subreddit suggestion is Reddit/casual dick holding. Enjoy. I've sent you guys both a link. Give me your thoughts on casual dick holding. What is going on? This guy's on the beach. His wife's reading a book. And his pants are pulled down and she's just holding on to his junk. Here's one. They're just holding it. And oh my God. I've sent you.
Oh, it doesn't work.
It never works on the casual dick holding.
This one's.
I don't really like dicks. I'm not going to look.
This one's.
Wait. Oh,
this one's really
I don't know how to get it.
I'm not as into dong pictures and stuff as you guys.
I think that's the whole reason that he sends these is because people. Aren't this one isn't as good as the beer one, I don't think. The beer, shower beers. But I do like that, like, this chick's on her phone and she's just holding on to this guy's dong.
What? What's with the beach?
Yeah,
what?
I don't know. The beach one's weird. This guy's a stripper. And the
Of these, it looks like they're really squeezing hard.
That's a dick grab, not a casual.
That's not a casual.
Yeah, this one isn't casual. And this chick's taking a picture of it. And also, what's that camera that she's got? Is that the early 2000s?
Yeah, that's an old picture.
This guy's, some of these are like from porn. Look, this guy's being led.
Just a straight up porn. Yeah, the guy being led by the woman in the diagonal stripes.
Yes, she's fully clothed and she's just leading a guy, a nude dude, around by his dong.
Wait, this is one. Somebody just finished a race. They've got racing numbers on them.
Oh,
oh my God, right below that is the biggest dick I've ever seen.
Whoa, that's not real. That's not. There's no way that's real. That's a Photoshop situation.
This is just porn. This is not
These are more porn. Like some, like this dude at Mardi Gras that's just naked and he's uncut and he's got no blood in it. I mean, you figure if you know a picture's going to be taken, you're going to get a little blood in it. Oh, this is, you know what this is? This is the Beta Breakers. Oh, yeah. So the Beta Breakers is a run that they have in San Francisco, Ed, where you run from the bay to the beach. It's like 8 miles. And a lot of people run it nude, and they run it in these Dayglow caps. And this is one of those dudes. You see a lot of dudes running with their dong slapping around, which is weird because I need, like, if I work out or run, I got to be all bound up. You know, I gotta wear the tights under, keep everything together.
This is a bad one. Sorry.
Yeah, I've
skimmed through a lot of these.
Yeah, the beer one was way better. Thank you for that, though. Check out our podcast, TBLS_podcast, our subreddit on Reddit. And he also likes to end his with PS, #FreeTRaj. We will reach out to T-Raj and try to get him on the show. Thank you for that. Mike Vick did nothing wrong.
Look at this serial killer picture that I just sent you, though. This is a really creepy one.
Okay, I'll check it out. Oh, shit.
I need is Taka, she's 69.
He looks like he could be a roadie for REO Speedwagon or Toto.
Yeah,
or
he does.
Oh, I hope he's got mystery. Because it's all I need.
Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? Apprise us. What's the big news out there? Let us know what's happening.
There's a new beef in town.
There's a lot of beef on this subreddit that we're looking at right here.
Extra beef.
Not that kind of beef.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
There's a new beef in the world of celebrity organizers.
What does that mean?
Marie Kondo.
celebrity
organizer.
Like, literally organizing.
Yeah, the KonMari method.
She might secretly be a con. With a K.
What?
Uh-oh.
There's a beef between her and Los Angeles.
With a K, like a Kublai Khan?
What, celebrity organizer Linda Coopersmith, a.k.a. the Beverly Hills organizer, who claims that she pioneered the folding method.
Oh, the sideways fold.
I think it's like a trifold where it's kind of stands up like a triangle.
Yeah, I don't know
that Marie Kondo got famous off.
Well, I don't think Marie Kondo says she made up folding like that.
Doesn't
I think she?
She
just says you should fold like that. Because I'll be honest,
Does she say that much?
Well, yeah, no, she doesn't say any. Well, she says it, but she says it in Japanese. Because Kato, let's a little peek behind the curtain. You were organizing my shirts.
She does call it the Kondo method.
You were organizing my shirts in the Kondo KonMari method long before I ever heard of Marie Kondo. I don't think she invented that, but her whole thing is like touching the item and does it bring you joy? And if it brings you joy, then keep it. If it
that's
doesn't,
part of it.
Yeah, that's part of it.
This lady's saying the fold is a big deal.
Yeah, the fold is. I mean, it's a thing, but it's only a means to an end. I don't think she's Marie Kondo, who is adorable. I don't think she's saying I invented this type of fold.
I'm not sure what action this Cooper Smith lady's taking, and
she looks
I'm
haggard.
Not going to read this whole article
she looks
to
haggard.
Find out. So
yeah.
Anyway, there's a new beef in town. Also, is this really like a Japanese like tidying method?
Of course it is. Of course it is. The Japanese
is it really?
Are so tidy. They have no room. They're all stacked on top of each other. They have to be very organized.
And you have to take your shoes off when you go to their house.
I like that.
You
I like
do?
That. Yeah, I don't want people coming to my house with their dirty shoes.
That's true. I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Well, I don't mind because we don't have carpet downstairs.
Yeah, but if we
so.
Had carpet, for sure. Get your shoes off.
It's I would never live
somewhere
collects
with a lot
carpet
of germs.
Downstairs.
You just yeah. get your shoes off.
Take your shoes off.
It's disgusting when people are walking around with dirty feet.
Take my flip-flops off.
I got to agree.
Walk around barefoot.
No.
Okay, what else?
Have socks on.
What else?
I don't like going over to someone's house for like a get-together, though.
And having to take your shoes
off.
And
being like, oh, can you take your shoes off?
Yeah, that I
agree. And I don't want to be barefoot. I'll just go outside
in
my shoes.
When I have company, I don't make them take their shoes off. That's true. But when I come home, I take my shoes off. I don't walk around the house in shoes. And it's always a little weird when they do that on TV, when they're just like Darren Stevens, which is
yeah, they're all stomping
Darren
around.
Suit. What is that? It's so weird. Kate, what else is happening?
So this Fuller House, Fuller
Netflix,
House. Yes. Netflix's Fuller House.
It's a big hit. And what are they going to do with my girl Aunt Becky?
Creator Jeff Franklin was fired from his position as showrunner amidst claims of a lot of Me Too
misbehavior. So this guy created Full House, both Full House and Fuller House. He's the guy behind.
He's the guy with the money.
Some of the allegations are one woman said Franklin would talk about orgies he had over the weekend. Good for him.
Yeah.
Another woman, supported by a third, claimed that Franklin had his assistant request that all writers come to his mansion, and they were reminded multiple times to bring their bikinis.
Yeah.
Pool party.
Yeah, this guy's got a big fuck-off
pad.
Yeah,
if you
want
to get in the pool.
He doesn't want you to go naked.
Franklin was also said to have complained about having to hire directors who were women.
Yeah.
That's kind of an issue.
Well,
or people
of
color. Also kind of an issue.
That's
kind of
weird.
Expressing preference for male writers.
Might
be gay.
They're funnier.
Apologizing to his staff for not dating Jewish women.
Yeah.
Describing female directors as all the same.
Yeah.
And making sexualized comments. He sounds like every douche nozzle in Hollywood that I've ever come across.
It's funny.
Can you imagine creating Full House and thinking you're some sort of arbiter of taste?
Right. The thing he's known for is the fucking worst thing that's ever been made.
Exactly.
Like, it's so bad.
I know. Amid the usual sexual harassment and casual misogyny, Franklin is said to have made some offensive, inappropriate, and bizarre comments about female staffers, such as, I wish I could make all the women on my staff get hysterectomies.
Whoa.
That's aggressive. And
easy, Mengele.
She's one nose job away from...
While he's at it.
She's one nose job away from a good fuck about one of the underage girls.
That's just good advice. This Jeff Franklin is the guy, also, I happen to know, who bought the Sharon Tate house.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, at, 12-2 Cielo Drive or something?
Yeah.
And tore it down and built a big-ass, like, garish estate in the Hollywood Hills.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
He's also got a plastic surgery face.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be in his 60s.
Speaking of plastic surgery, I heard Martin Short insult Conan O'Brien recently saying, whatever you're doing, add 20% more and then stop it. That guy is the best.
He's so funny.
Yes. Are you guys familiar with the actress Bella Thorne? She used to be a Disney star, and she's kind of grown up. She's very attractive.
I followed her.
She's got like this weird, like, grunge, kind of, like, dirty grunge thing going on.
She has her septum pierced.
I feel like you've brought her up in stories before, because I heard the name, and she sounded familiar, but I can't think of one thing I know her from.
You wouldn't. Was she in a Twilight?
Good question. Anyway, her Twitter got hacked, and whoever hacked it was threatening to release nudes of her. So she got the jump on it and released some nudes of her own. Mm-hmm. But they were really just topless pics where she's covering her breasts.
Oh, that's, I hate when they call those nudes. Which
probably isn't really, like...
No. I'm looking at some nudes.
They're probably... Oh, they're real nudes? Oh, okay.
Well, the one she's covering up, but the other, I see some nip.
Oh, nip action, huh?
So anyway, she's trying to...
She's
trying to beat the hacker at his own game.
She's got a barbell through her nips.
But I mean, I would never look. I've never looked at any of those hacking ones.
Me either.
But in this situation, she released it, so I'm just doing her a favor.
Do you think she did this as a way to peacock the fact that she has 546 unread texts? Because that's pretty baller.
That is a good move. I can't.
That is a lot.
I can't do it.
But apparently she just walks around like topless. So.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's
there's
like
paparazzi.
So those are implants. She's got implants.
Of her.
Yeah.
Moving on.
She looks good.
Get them out, baby. Get them out. Show them off.
546 is impressive.
That's so many texts. Yeah, she's fit. She's. Little rugged for me, but nice body. What else, Kate?
Father's Day just happened. Happy Father's Day to you both, belatedly. Mm-hmm. You know who wish everyone a happy Father's Day?
It's Antonio Cromartie.
First of all, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Great dad.
Sent out a Father's Day message.
Sorry I killed your mom, LOL.
And then... Bill Cosby joined in on the festivities. Sent a tweet from where he's locked up in Pennsylvania.
I got to call shenanigans because, one, he's in prison. Think about that for a second. Just stop and think about that.
It's from his account.
Bill Cosby is in prison.
I know. It's
Bill Cosby and OJ.
Yes.
Pariahs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And two, Bill Cosby is blind. How is he tweeting?
Well, he's tweeted.
He's dictating.
He said, hey, 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 it's America's dad.
He's such a piece of shit.
No.
I know it's late, but to all the dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose.
Such a piece of shit.
Strengthening our families and communities.
Doing the rapes. I'm in prison, but be a good dad and get out there and give them a good raping with the pills and the rubbing and the touching.
Put the pills and the drink and licking their feet when they're out of them.
Take it to the Playboy Mansion and I'll put you to sleep.
I would love to drop something in your drink and then lick your feet.
He's in his 80s. I think we've predicted him to die. I don't think we did a death pool this year, but when we were doing him, we predicted him to die every year, and he hasn't died yet. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Like,
he's
just like 88. You would think his skin tags would just smother him.
He looks like shit, and he's such a fucking asshole. What else, Kate?
It's come to light that this Jessica Biel actor married to that Justin Timberlake might be an anti-vaxxer. She's teamed up with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an environmental activist whose recent work has focused increasingly on baseless allegations that vaccines are unsafe. The duo had come to lobby against some California bill that would limit medical exemptions from vaccinations without approval from a state public health officer. Because so she's denied that she's an It's that she's anti-vaccination. Yeah.
She just wants to give people the choice not to vaccinate.
Right, but this is a spin that many... measles. That's a spin that many vaccine skeptics have put on their position.
Why can't we have the choice?
Yeah, and one that scientists say ignores the fact that high rates of vaccination is what creates herd immunity and guards against outbreaks.
Yeah.
Like the measles one that just occurred in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That sounded
There's
fun.
There's like 1,000 measles cases
Disgusting.
In New York.
Disgusting. Yeah. It brings up a great Onion headline that came out this past week. Kennedy curse sure taking its sweet time with RFK Jr.
Yeah, he's a real dummy.
That's a good
one. I believe he's married to Cheryl Hines.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is she anti-vax?
Positive. They are, in fact, a couple.
So, and Jessica's actually said that she's going to opt out of vaccinating her kids. So, I hope all the private schools in LA see that article and don't let them come to school and she has to homeschool them.
Well, and what's his name? We'll go there and dance at them until they let his kids in school. He'll be like, ha, remember, hey.
Dance off.
Yeah, I'm here to dance.
With my dick in a box.
Oh, he's the fucking worst.
The worst.
Oh, the Miami Herald reported they could be headed towards divorce territory because he had an affair with an NYC socialite.
Oh, yeah. He fucks.
Chelsea Chapman Kerwin.
Who did? Timberlake?
JT.
RFK. No. This is RFK Jr. and Cheryl Hines.
No disrespect to him other than the stupid anti-vax take he has. What's going on with his voice? RFK Jr. Have you heard him talk?
No, is it bad?
Yeah, well, he's got
what?
Like he's got like a
Oh no!
You know how like if you have laryngitis, your voice is real weak.
Oh, like Froggy.
Yeah, but he has that all the time. That's just what he sounds like.
He goes
like damaged
vocal fry, like
damaged
that, like
vocal, damaged vocal,
but
cords.
Much worse than vocal fry. It's much like more like it sounds like he's got something wrong with him.
Well, at least he has good thoughts.
Yeah. What else, Kate?
That's it.
Okay. Excellent job all the way around. Great stories, as always.
Thanks.
Excellent job, Ed
Thank
Daly,
you.
As well. For Ed
Thanks
Daly.
Thanks for recognizing my stories.
For Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 273 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
I can't believe we made that many episodes. Bye, everyone.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.